Hello, it's the 23rd of November and I'm Sam Marriott.
And I'm Nadia. It's great to have you with us and pleased that you found us in our new home on Podomatic.
One of the great features of this site is the feature to the right-hand side of the webpage which enables you to add yourself to our mailing list.
Yes, by doing this you can be notified when a new pipeline goes out. Go on, do it now.
You can, of course, still hear us as a podcast by putting the following feed to your iTunes. https://sbhs.podomatic.com/rss2.xml.
Well, this is a packed pipeline today.
We have some of this.
Jambo, Jambo Bwana, habari gani, zuri sana.
And some of this.
We can win this, lads. Just play a lot of the baggies.
With a bit of this and more.
Oh yeah, we make bricks by hand. Yeah, it's not by machine. It's by hand.
And some of this.
They were tremendous.
And some of this.
With a bit of this and more.
I'm away.
And some of this.
I'm in love with a mannequin.
Our main feature is the new life band that has taken the school by storm. But first,
from Mrs. Coles, the 1st of December 2005 will be the 18th World AIDS Day.
The aim of World AIDS Day is to raise awareness and halt the spread of HIV and AIDS.
40 million people worldwide are currently living with HIV and AIDS. Around 20 million people have died of AIDS-related conditions since 1981.
HIV is the fastest growing serious health condition in the UK. By June 2005, there were an estimated 60,000 people living with HIV. 27% of these people are undiagnosed. Most are aged between 15 to 39.
Many people affected experience discrimination because of the stigma attached to the disease.
So what can you do to help?
Wear a red ribbon! This is a symbol of support for people living with HIV and a sign of hope that HIV can be eradicated in the future.
These will be on sale in school on Wednesday the 30th of November and the 1st and the 2nd of December.
Wise up, wear it,
where's yours? From Mr. Dixon, Year 13 D of E expedition training will be kicking off soon. So watch this space for more news with Mr. Dixon.
Sports report by Mr. John. A mixed week for South in terms of results, but no shortage of effort.
The Year 10 rugby team encountered King Edward's Edgbaston, traditionally a strong rugby school, in a Daily Mail Vaz fixture and, in spite of a good performance, lost convincingly. We did, however, have good shape in attack and defence and will only improve, which bodes well for Year 11 competition. Joe Garner performed outstandingly as ever and even gained plaudits from our opponent's coaches, who seemed keen to poach him to strengthen them further.
The sixth form team travelled to the Chase Malvern for another Daily Mail Vaz match and also suffered a loss, although this was highly competitive throughout. Superb finishing from South wingers Spalding and Hopkinson gave us a deserved lead 12-0 after 15 minutes. This, however, was a peak of sorts as we were 21-12 down at half-time. 10 minutes to go and 17 points adrift, we looked doomed. But two quick tries, including a remarkable effort from Sam Lofthouse, who snatched the ball from the grasp of the Chase fullback and ran 55 metres to score, but us in contention. It wasn't to be, however, and although we faced a well-drilled and vocal side, we should attribute our loss to a lack of concentration and aggression at key moments, allied to a lack of fitness in some cases. These are all areas we can control and improve. Coach John is disappointed by these results, but encouraged by the improvements in performance levels demonstrated. We will train hard and be stronger next time, were his words at the press conference, and it is difficult to disbelieve a man of such commitment to the cause.
Our football teams have performed very well again, with all conquering Year 9 team beating Chase 3-1, with the highlight of Joe King's hat-trick and the girls' Year 11 side beating Stourport High 2-0 in the Country Cup semi-final. These victories are a tribute to both the talent and dedication of the players, allied to the commitment and guidance of coaches Bayliss and Saddell.
Match report. South Bromsgrove vs Kingsley, 25th of October at South. Kick-off 3:30. As the crowd gathered, the players got psyched. Coach Dave Bailey said the final inspirational words to his team talk.
Want the ball on the deck, no more than three touches. Pass and move, lads.
Before the toot of the first whistle, players and officials minced. The rest of the day was tickety-boo. South got stuck in the area with a bone-crunching tackle from Walsh, setting the early tempo. Wow! Kingsley took full advantage of the poor conditions.
It's raining cats and dogs,
said Dave Baylis. Kingsley had the best of the action early on, and after 20 minutes the South lads were ripped to shreds. South were 3-0 down. Heads dropped like when the news broke of Dave Baylis's marriage. Suddenly, a swirling corner from Molesworth, just at the right altitude for Lamb to nod home. Dave Baylis was ecstatic.
Didn't he leap like a salmon?
He added. Half-time approached, and it was time for the lads to recharge their batteries. The half-time talk was inspirational.
We can win this, lads. Just play like the baggies.
During the half-time interval, a rub-down was offered by Jordan Taylor.
That's highly inappropriate, Jordan.
Play resumed, and Peters and Walsh were interlinking like a couple. Turbine took control like the Beatles in the 60s.
Are we in Milan?
Dreamed Dave Baylis. Time was ticking. South needed a goal. And it came. A mouth-watering run from Molesworth, a.k.a. Pele. He controlled the ball as close as Mr. Baylis, Jordan and Ryan. A tight-knit unit.
Best goal I've seen. What a player.
After more battling all over the park, the comeback was complete. After a late goal from the playmaker Chris Thurbon, Dave Baylis couldn't believe it.
What a game.
The tie was destined for extra time. Baylis gathered his troops for the last time.
Come on, lads, do it for me.
A couple of fresh legs were added to spice things up in the middle of the park.
The subs were just the ticket.
Extra time was deadlocked until Liam Parks was intercepted and a Kingsley forward scored a fourth for the away team.
This is the end,
said Dave. Amazingly, in the last second of extra time, a teasing ball from Denno met with precision by Matthew Peters, 4-4.
Penalties it is.
As the players and Dave huddled together to see the fate of their team.
So who wants the pens? Come on, be brave.
Not me,
squealed Ryan Walsh. The takers were decided. Ben Gidley stepped up first, scored. Next Kingsley penalty was put wide. Dave Baylis breathed a sigh of relief. The remaining penalties were all scored. It was down to Liam O'Connell to win the game.
I don't fancy this myself. My heart's beating like a drum.
O'Connell stepped up confidently. The South players waited anxiously. O'Connell placed it nicely into the bottom corner. South went on penalties. The players ran off to celebrate.
Yeah!
Dave Baylis was thrilled.
I can't believe it. What a result. Have a great night out tonight, lads. You deserve it.
Finally, our cross-country specialists performed admirably at the district championships on Wednesday with Luke Hicks, Chris Booker, Aaron Ray, Ben Stanford and Vicky Law, the standout performers. They now progress to the country championships with high hopes and we wish them well.
So, plenty of excellent performance, stacks of endeavour and no little effort sums up our sporting week here at South.
From Mrs. Jackson. Tuesday night, our Year 13 team won the debating competition against Bromsgrove School. They convincingly defeated the motion, nuclear power is the only viable energy source for this country in the 21st century. Well done to Lizzie Fox, Carol Starkey and Liz McCartney. They were tremendous.
A quick brain box this week.
Here are the answers from last week.
On an alien planet, there are two species, the Abbas and the Babbas. Abbas have three legs, whereas Babbas have five legs.
Altogether on the planet, there are 300 aliens with a total of 1,260 legs. How many of the aliens are Abbas and how many are Babbas?
Solution. There are 120 Abbas and 180 Babbas. If you'd like to know why, ask Mr. Hill.
And for this week.
There is a box smashed on the pavement. There is a package next to it unopened. The equipment was ruined because the package didn't open. What's in the package? And now, the New Life Band are a singing, dancing and drumming group that have had a tremendous impact on the school this week.
We are hoping to raise £1,000 for them. Here is the leader in Year 9 music lesson explaining why.
It's a Christian singing group. We go to schools and colleges. And two things that we tell them, since it's a Christian group, we tell them about God, the love of God. But the second thing we stress and really say is important to them is education. And education is very, very, very important. It's like you're making the future of your life. You know, one day you're going to be a doctor, you're going to be a pilot, you're going to be a president, you're going to be a prime minister. But it all starts from school, what you're doing now. So that's something that we really tell the young people out there. And something that we find out when we came to your country is that we find some kids that they don't want to go to school. They think their school is boring. They don't like their school. We don't have this in our school, we don't have that. I mean, just look at what you have here. You've got music classes, you've got very nice classes, you've got chairs and everything. But in some of the schools we have out there, in the villages, they don't have what you have. And still the kids are really struggling, they're working hard, they want to go to school, but they don't have the opportunity that you have. So one thing I'd like to tell you, don't take for granted what you have. You're very, very privileged what you have. And now we're trying to help the children out there to have that privilege as well. We're in the process of building a school back home in Tanzania. You probably heard about it around your school. We've helped build a school in Tanzania. It's going to be is this a secondary school? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be a secondary school. But the difference between our secondary school and your secondary school is that when you finish primary school, you can't go to secondary school unless you pass the national exam. If you don't pass, no more school for you. Or you just go home, or you have to go to a private school. And most parents are poor. They can't afford that. So we have a lot of kids that are just out in the streets, which is very, very sad. And some of them, because we have a lot of primary school compared to the number of secondary school, so some of them are very clever, but they don't have the opportunity to go to secondary school, so they only take the best students, which makes it so hard, and a lot of kids left over. So what's happening is, what we're trying to do, we're trying to help those two group of children, those who didn't pass, and those who were very clever, but there's no opportunity for them to go to school. Mrs. Conley came, I think it was like 2 years ago?
2003.
Yeah, 2003 to Tanzania. And when she came to the place we built a school, there was just land. There was nothing there. It was just land. We have 19 acres of land. But now as we're speaking, the building work has started. There's a foundation, there's walls going up for the first two classes, the office teachers, and we are hoping when we go back we continue the other two classes and to put the roof. But it all being, one of the reasons for us is to say thank you for different people who have been really generous in supporting and giving money to be able to do that. You know, it's all been through donations. People have been giving donations, and we've been able to do that. So we are part of this. Just a very big thank you. And also, just walking around, walking from the car park to where we have breakfast, we saw a lot of posters, we saw pictures of this school project we're doing. So just to say thank you to your school for the way you've been having the heart of supporting the children out back home in Africa. So we really appreciate for that. And just to maybe you have more time for us to explain to you, those two kids, group of kids, to have education. And the other group is those who didn't pass, nowhere to go. The girls your age, you're like 14, you're 13? Yeah. Okay, 13, 14, let's say 14, 15 years old out there, because they didn't pass, the parents don't can't take them to secondary school, but they have to eat, they have families, I mean, they say with their families, what can I do? They say, if I was a boy, I could steal or fight or whatever, but what can I do? And they end up doing something that's really, really a bad decision. They think that's the only way, option to get money to live. You find girls going out in the street saying, if I become a prostitute, I can make up some money. And they do that. And they make up money for a while, but then they die with AIDS. Which means it's not the solution. But, you know, most of them, if you talk to them and said, what can I do? I need some money to live, you know. So this group of people, you know, we're trying to, when they come there, they'll be able to learn some skills, carpentry, sewing, trying to do their hands. When they go back to their places, their villages, this will help them support themselves and their family. So just a very quick run through about the project that we're doing out there. But thank you very much for your support, your school heart to see this thing happen. Not just in the papers, but actually the building to come up there.
And I'm sure you're building the bricks by hand, virtually.
Oh yeah, we make bricks by hand. Yeah, it's not by machine, it's by hand. You know, you fix the cement, you put in the box, you bang it, and then you put it out in the sun to dry. Everything is manual work there. So I'm sure next time Mrs. Conliffe comes, it won't be just the ground, it'll be different. I should give you the feedback of what she's seen out there.
The band have been into many lessons and gave two fantastic lunchtime performances, but here they are in a Year 11 assembly.
Wageni wakaribishwa, Tanzania yetu, hakuna matata. Jambo, jambo bana, habari.
3 minutes left. And yesterday, assembly, we had some students come up here and touch some stuff. And at the lunch break, we had a lot of students coming up here to do some stuff. And today, I think we're going to be at lunch again. But this time, we're going to do something a little bit different. This time, we will just want to have some teachers up here. If we can have two ladies teachers and two guys, that would be wonderful. Two ladies teachers and two guys.
newlifeband.net.
And finally, our web music comes from the Podshow Podsafe Music Network. Have a look at music.podshow.com. As we played Hungry Lucy last week, they have emailed us back saying, thanks so much for playing Hungry Lucy on your podcast and for your support of independent music and broadcasting. Stay loopy, War N. Harrison. And check out their website at www.hungrylucy.com.
This is Cats and Jammers with Mannequin.
Talk to me, but you wouldn't make a decision.
And finally, Sean Mormello with Say It Again.
For the words you spoke when you're driving my heart. They float out of you, weightless and dance through the air. There's so many reasons not to throw it all. Sometimes the change of the seasons can cause our perceptions to fray. But I keep reading, continue believing there's some meaning in this image I'm seeing. And that's the reason for the way. Same. Trapped in the vacuum, sailing like me through these years. Yeah, I'm still searching for answers to questions I should ask. That I ever really knew is that I had you at home. Oh, gone off pretensions, my old inventions. Focus my attention on all our dissension. But I failed to mention all of the tension between. Say it again, say it again, again. Say it again.
Say it again.